dynasty Meronam Jeremiah Jeremiah ho
bujhnu bhayo hola
It is a great privilege to be given this opportunity by Pastor Cloud to share here today
आज यहाँ पास्टर क्लाउडले यहाँ केही बाँड्ने अवसर दिनुभएकोमा म ज्यादै आभारी छु
I will be sharing about the youth outreach that has been going on in Singapore.
सिंगापुरमा भइरहेको युवाहरुको बीचमा हामी जुन जाने काम छ त्यसको बारेमा केही बाँड्न चाहन्छु म
I think some of you here have been praying and we thank you for that.
अनि मलाई लाग्दछ तपाईहरुमध्ये कोहीले यहाँ प्रार्थना गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ र त्यसको लागि म धन्यवाद दिन चाहन्छु.
Myself Brother Edward Sister Allison and my sister have been in this outreach.
Ma ani sathai ya brother Edward hununcha ani Allison baini hununcha ani Joanna baini hununcha hamiharu chai yo su samachar sunaune kaam ma hamiharu sakriya chhau.
We have all visited Nepal before.
Hami sabai jana pahila pani Nepal aayeka thiyau.
Today my sharing is particularly to encourage the young people.
Aaja ma je barna chahanchu yo chai bishesh gari yuwaharu lai utsah dinaka lagi ho.
I was very happy to stand with everyone today.
अनि सबैजना सँग यहाँ अघि उभिन पाएकोमा म धेरै खुसी पनि थिएँ.
I may not look very young but I'm still a young person.
म धेरै जवान नदेखिए तापनि म अझै पनि जवानै छु.
I will give a bit of background first.
पहिला अलिकति थोरै म पृष्ठभूमि दिन चाहन्छु.
I was saved at age 11.
म 11 वर्षको हुँदा मैले प्रभुलाई पाएको हुँ.
And baptized at age 12 into Ambassador Baptist Church.
अनि Ambassador Baptist Church मा मेरो 12 वर्षको उमेरमा बप्तिस्मा भयो.
One of the things that I am grateful for is Christian schooling.
Euta kura jasko lagi ma dherai abhari chu tyo chai ho Christian schooling.
I am thankful that my father decided to choose that for me.
Ma dhanyabad chu kinani mero buba le mero lagi tyo rojne nirnay garnu bhayo.
The parents who are choosing that for their children are making a good choice.
Ani ti abhibhavak harle jasle afno nani haruko lagi yesto nirnay garira chan waharuko rojai chai uttam ho.
This is why I am here today.
Yahi karanle aaja ma yahan chu.
This Christian education is something I want to share with others.
यो क्रिस्चियन शिक्षा प्रणाली चाहिँ एउटा यस्तो कुरा जुन म अरूसँग पनि बाँड्न चाहन्छु.
This is what brought me to Nepal also.
यही कारणले नै यसैले नै मलाई नेपाल आउन सहायता गरेको पनि हो.
You all have a Bible college, a Christian school.
तपाईहरु सबैजनाको मध्ये धेरै जनाको चाहिँ बाइबल कलेज छ अथवा क्रिस्चियन स्कूल छ.
I wanted to learn how a Christian school operates.
अनि क्रिस्चियन स्कूल कसरी सञ्चालन हुन्छ भन्ने कुरा म जान्न चाहन्थे.
I also wanted to help and I have learned much here.
अनि म सहायता पनि गर्न चाहन्थे र यहाँहरु मैले धेरै कुरा सिकेको पनि छु.
Singapore is a small country. We have 6 million people.
सिंगापुर चाहिँ एउटा सानो राष्ट्र हो. यहाँ 60 लाख जनसंख्या मात्र छन्.
But we have no Christian school.
तर त्यहाँ एउटै पनि क्रिस्चियन स्कूल छैन.
Being homeschooled and learning about God and studying the Bible during my youth.
मेरो जवान समयहरुमा म चाहिँ घरमै मेरो होम स्कूलिङ भएको हुनाले र बाइबलहरु मैले अध्ययन गर्न पाइरहेको हुनाले
I thought chapel for 3 to 6 year olds at age 12
ma 12 barsha hunda kheri 3 dekhi 6 barsha ko sana nani haru lai sikaune garthe
I slowly became a children Sunday school teacher
ani bistare ma yo bal sabha ko shikshak pani bhaye
at age 15 I started a neighborhood bible study for some unsafe kids
ani 15 barsha ko umer ma chai maile mero chimeki haru ma mukti napaeko nani haru ko lagi euta class haru bible study class haru rakhe
I took care of them and taught them the Bible.
मैले उनीहरुलाई लिए र उनीहरुलाई बाइबल सिकाए.
Their parents were most of the time working.
अनि उनीहरुको अभिभावकहरु चाहिँ प्राय समय काम गरिरहेका अभिभावकहरु हुन्.
Luke 16 verse 10.
लुका 16 को 10 मा
It says he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Lucas, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much.
लुका 16 को 10 मा लेखिएको छ जो सबैभन्दा थोरै कुरामा विश्वासयोग्य हुन्छ त्यो धेरैमा पनि विश्वासयोग्य नै हुन्छ अनि जो सबैभन्दा थोरै कुरामा अधर्मी हुन्छ त्यो धेरैमा पनि अधर्मी नै हुन्छ
I thought I prayed I fasted and was forced to study the scriptures more deeply
मैले चाहिँ उनीलाई सिकाइरहेको समयमा म प्रार्थना गर्थे उपवास बस्थे र यसले चाहिँ पवित्र शास्त्रलाई अझै गहन अध्ययन गर्न मलाई जोड दिएको थियो
I had read the New Testament a few times but in 2011 I read the whole Bible through in 1 year.
मैले नयाँ नियमहरु केही पटक त पढेर भ्याएको थिएँ तर सन 2011 मा मैले पुरै बाइबल एकचोटी पढेर भ्याए एक वर्षमा.
It was a goal I had for myself.
यो चाहिँ म आफैले आफूलाई राखेको एउटा लक्ष्य थियो.
Another verse I hold dearly as a young person is Mark 12:30.
म एउटा जवान पुरुषको रूपमा एउटा अर्को पद जुन चाहिँ म बारम्बार सम्झना गरिरहन्छु त्यो चाहिँ हो मर्कुस 12:30.
It says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment."
Yeah, लेखिएको छ अनि तिमीले परम प्रभु आफ्नो परमेश्वरलाई आफ्नो सारा हृदयले आफ्नो सारा प्राणले आफ्नो सारा मनले र आफ्नो सारा बलले प्रेम गर पहिलो आज्ञा यही हो.
I think Pastor Mike Sullivan mentioned that this morning also.
यो मलाई लाग्छ चाहिँ पास्टर सुलेमानले यो यस बिहान आजको बिहान पनि यो उल्लेख गर्नुभएको थियो.
But I want to talk about the mind. The mind has the idea of your imagination.
तर म यहाँ विचार सोचाइको कुरा गर्न चाहन्छु जसमा चाहिँ त्यहाँ सोच्न सक्ने क्षमता छ.
As young people, this is the hardest to control.
जवान मानिसको रूपमा यो सोचा यो मनलाई चाहिँ नियन्त्रण गर्न सबभन्दा गाह्रो काम हो.
But we can imagine things for Christ.
तर हामीले ख्रीष्टका निम्ति कुराहरूलाई कल्पना गर्न सक्छौँ.
After reading the Bible through, I imagine started a youth Bible club.
अनि बाइबल पढेर भ्याएपछि मैले कल्पना गर्न थाले एउटा युवाहरूको एउटा क्लब जस्तो खोल्ने.
We wanted to encourage the young people in our church to read the Bible through in one year.
म चाहिँ मेरो मण्डलीमा भएको जवानहरूलाई वर्षमा एकचोटि बाइबल पढेर भ्याउन उत्साह दिन चाहन्थे.
It was called the SWAT club because of Ephesians 6:1.
यो चाहिँ तरवार क्लब भनेर भनिन्थ्यो जुन चाहिँ एफिसी 6 को एकबाट लिएको.
We met every 2 weeks to discuss Bible questions.
हामी हरेक 2 हप्तामा भेट्ने गर्थ्यौँ र बाइबलका प्रश्नहरू एकअर्कासँग सल्लाह गर्ने गर्थ्यौँ.
All young people.
सबै जवान मानिसहरू.
I was just talking to some of the Bible college brothers, many of them 20 years and up.
अनि म चाहिँ के बाइबल कलेजको भाइहरूसँग कुरा गर्दै थिएँ जो चाहिँ 18 वर्षभन्दा माथिको हुनुहुन्छ.
I am 22.
म 22 वर्षको छु.
In Singapore, they take the best years of your life away.
Singapore ma chai tapai ko jivan ko sarvottam barsha haru chai khosne garcha.
18 to 20 years old, we have to serve the country.
18 dekhi 20 barsha hamile desh ko sewa garnu parcha.
You do not have that in Nepal.
This
you do not have that in Nepal.
In Nepal, okay. Yeah. Nepal ma tyo chaina.
Then you have more time to serve God.
Ani tesari tapai sanga sewa garni badi samay cha.
But God still used that time for me.
त्यसैले परमेश्वरले त्यो समय चाहिँ उहाँको निम्ति प्रयोग गरेको चाहनुहुन्छ.
I was a police officer.
म चाहिँ त्यो बेला पुलिस अफिसर थिएँ.
A new mission field opened for me.
अनि मेरो लागि नयाँ एउटा काम गर्ने ठाउँ खुलेको थियो.
Our job is, if we see young people outside under 16 years old past 10:30.
अनि हाम्रो काम चाहिँ के थियो भने रातको 10:30 पछाडि बाहिर बाटोमा 16 वर्षभन्दा मुनिको केटाहरू देखियो भने चाहिँ
we were send letters to their school.
हामी चाहिँ उनीहरूको विद्यालयमा पत्रहरू पठाउनु पर्थ्यो.
We were inform their parents.
अनि उनीहरूको अभिभावकलाई हामीले खबर गर्नु पर्थ्यो.
So every time I go to work.
त्यसैले हरेक पटक जब म काममा जान्थे.
We work 12 hours morning, 12 hours night.
अनि म चाहिँ 12 hours morning,
12 hours.
12 घण्टाको बिहान अथवा राति 12 घण्टा काम गर्थे मैले.
I have to come back with at least 10 youth.
म फर्केर आउँदा कम्तीमा 10 युवाहरू लिएर आउनु पर्थ्यो.
If not, we don't go home.
त्यो भएन भने हामी घर जान पाउँथेन.
So God granted me a burden for these young people.
त्यसैले परमेश्वरले चाहिँ ती जवानहरूको लागि मेरो हृदयमा बोझ हालिदिनु भयो.
I met people who are run away from home.
मैले यस्ता मानिसहरू भेट्न थालेँ जो चाहिँ घरबाट भागेर हिँडेका थिए.
I met addicts.
मैले चाहिँ यो कुलतमा फसेका जवानहरूलाई भेट्न थालेँ.
Youth with many family problems.
अनि यस्ता जवानहरू भेट्न थालेँ जसको धेरै पारिवारिक समस्याहरू थियो.
They need God.
अनि
they need God.
उनीहरूलाई परमेश्वरको खाँचो थियो.
I decided on my own.
म आफैले निर्णय गरे.
It always starts with you first.
कि जहिले पनि मबाटै सुरु हुनुपर्छ.
I want to be a friend to these people.
म यी मानिसहरूको मित्र बन्न चाहन्थे.
Not to be influenced by them.
उनीहरूबाट प्रभावित हुन त होइन.
But we want to win them to Christ.
तर उनीहरूलाई ख्रीष्टमा जित्न चाहन्थे.
I would be tired after working 12 hours.
12 घण्टा काम गरेपछि म थकित हुन्थे.
By me time to spend with them.
तर उनीहरूसँग समय बिताउन मैले निकाल्ने गर्थे समय.
To make sure that they are not stealing things and not doing illegal things also.
अनि साथीहरूले अरू कुनै अनैतिक कामहरू अथवा चोरी चकारी नगरोस् भन्ने पनि म निश्चित गर्न चाहन्थे.
But I want to show them Christ's love.
तर मुख्य त म त्यहाँ उनीहरूलाई ख्रीष्टको प्रेम देखाउन चाहन्थे.
Many of them have attended our meetings and at least heard the gospel.
अनि थुप्रै तिनीहरूमध्ये थुप्रैले हाम्रो संगतिहरूमा आए र सुसमाचार सुने.
This is not enough.
तर यो पर्याप्त छैन.
I need to do more.
मैले अझै बढी गर्नुपर्छ.
So with Brother Edward and another 2 sisters from our church.
त्यसैले Brother Edward र अरू 2 बहिनीहरू हाम्रो मण्डलीका मिलेर
we started a new project.
हामीले नयाँ एउटा कार्य योजना सुरु गर्यौँ.
Remember about imagining things for God?
त्यो सम्झिनु भएको छ ख्रीष्टको लागि कुराहरू कल्पना गर्ने भनेको.
We decided to go out on the streets.
हामी अब बाटोहरूमा जाने निर्णय गर्यौँ.
And then we decided to distribute care packages. Can I have a bag? Maybe it's hard to explain. I will show you what we are distributing in Singapore. There's a Bible verse. Inside is some food, pencil, stationery. We have our track inside also. So we distribute them to the Singaporean youth. So we can invite them for youth meetings. It was something new. The first wave of packs that we did. The money come from us. Because that time the church haven't budget for it. The pastor of course say okay. So, the good thing about working with the police, I know where all of them hang out. So, the youth were happy to give us their phone numbers and exchange contact. I sat with a young boy, 16 years old. Totally don't know him. But he shared with me that he took drugs before. And I shared with him about Jesus. My sister and I are working with this mother and a 13-year-old girl. She smoked, drink, run away from home. Joanna has shared Christ with her. She has shared the gospel with her. I have followed the mom to find her at night. The mother asked me, "You are from university, why are you with all these people?" I say it is only Christ's love. If you realize that our friends will go to hell without Christ, we will want to share with them. Sometimes the work is unfruitful. We wait for people who don't turn up. You say they will come, but they don't come. Others will block us, don't allow us to call them. We spend time, we spend energy, we spend effort over the past 2 years. Still, we don't have particular fruit. But it is not our duty to change them. We are called to be faithful. This year we have 30 youth attending our youth camp in December. Many of them are non-Christians. Youth reaching youth. That is one of the most effective methods. Reaching your own people. Nepalis reaching Nepalis. It is the same idea. Many of you have friends outside. They will tell you many things. If you have been in God's word, you will be able to provide the right counsel. And you can point them to Christ. You will not always be young. Time is very short. Youth is not just about fun. It is time to train for the ministry. To assume the responsibility. To serve God with all the energy you have. Recently, we have these electric scooters that arrived in Singapore. It's a bit like a
motorbike.
So we used to cycle around for outreach. But with these scooters, we can go further and cover more places.
तर यो स्कुटर द्वारा चाहिँ हामी अझै टाढा र अझै धेरै ठाउँहरू भ्याउन सक्छौँ.
We do our outreach at the schools.
हामी यो सुनाउने काम चाहिँ स्कुलहरुमा पनि गर्छौँ.
Once the students leave school,
जब विद्यार्थीहरू स्कुलबाट निस्कन्छन्,
they will be hanging around the area.
उनीहरू चाहिँ एउटा निश्चित ठाउँमा यसो टलिरहेका हुन्छन्.
We go and talk to them and gather their contact and try to share Christ.
अनि उनीहरूसँग हामी गएर कुरा गर्छौँ, उनीहरूको सम्पर्क लिन खोज्छौँ र ख्रीष्टको बारेमा केही बाँड्न खोज्छौँ.
The most successful outreaches we have are the ones with youth who are our members.
अनि हाम्रो यो काम एकदम सफल भएको चाहिँ कसरी हो भने हाम्रै सदस्यको युवाहरूबाट भएको कामहरू.
We have a 16-year-old girl.
हाम्रो एकजना 16 वर्षे बहिनी हुनुहुन्छ.
She is not part of the main outreach team.
हाम्रो यो सुसमाचार सुनाउने टिमको मुख्य सदस्य त होइन.
But she has given us many contacts.
तर उहाँले हामीलाई थुप्रै सम्पर्कहरू दिनुभएको छ.
Everyone beside her in class, she make it a point to share the gospel with them.
उहाँको क्लासमा भएको साइडमा बस्ने हरेकसँग उहाँले सुसमाचार सुनेर सम्पर्क लिने गर्नुहुन्छ.
We were able to have Bible study with many of our friends because of this.
अनि यही स्त्री यही बहिनीको कारणले थुप्रै हाम्रो बाइबल अध्ययनमा अरू थुप्रै व्यक्तिहरू आएका छन्.
You are blessed with a good church.
तपाईहरुले असल मण्डली पाएकोले तपाईहरु आशिषित हुनुहुन्छ.
Many of you are in Christian school or Bible college.
तपाईहरुमध्ये अधिकांश कि त क्रिश्चियन स्कुलमा हुनुहुन्छ कि त बाइबल कलेजमा हुनुहुन्छ.
You must use the knowledge.
तपाईहरुले आफ्नो ज्ञानलाई प्रयोग गर्नुपर्छ.
You must reach out to your own.
तपाईहरु आफ्नै कहाँ पुग्नुपर्छ.
Young people sometimes don't like to listen to adults.
जवान मानिसहरु प्राय जस कहिले काहीँ चाहिँ ठूलो मान्छेलाई सुन्न चाहदैनन्.
But they can hear sometimes the advice of a friend.
तर उनीहरुले आफ्नो साथीको चाहिँ सल्लाहहरु सुन्न चाहन्छन्.
Be the godly friend.
त्यसैले तपाईँ ईश्वरीय साथी हुनुहोस्.
I am not perfect.
म सिद्ध छैन.
I have failed God in many ways.
मैले थुप्रै तरिकाले परमेश्वरलाई विफल तुल्याएको छु.
But God knows that I love him.
तर परमेश्वर जान्नुहुन्छ म उहाँलाई प्रेम गर्दछु.
And the Bible says in John 21:15 to feed his lambs.
अनि योहन्ना 21 को 15 मा बाइबलले बताउँछ उहाँको भेडालाई चराउ.
I will close my sharing with this verse.
म यो पदहरू बाँडेर मेरो यहाँ बाँड्ने कामलाई अन्त गर्न चाहन्छु.
2 Thessalonians 3 verse 1.
दोस्रो थेसलोनिकी 3:1.
It says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you.
3:1. अन्तमा भाइहरू हो, हाम्रा निम्ति प्रार्थना गरिदेऊ र प्रभुको वचन अघि बढोस् र महिमित होस् जस्तो तिमीहरूको बीचमा भएको थियो.
Continue to pray for us.
हाम्रो लागि प्रार्थना निरन्तर गरिराख्नु होला.
We are praying for you all too.
हामी तपाईँहरू सबैको लागि पनि प्रार्थना गर्दैछौँ.
And one more thing, don't give God free time.
अनि अर्को एउटा कुरा, परमेश्वरलाई खाली समय नदिनुहोस्.
Because we say that if it is not sacrifice, it is not service.
किनभने हामी भन्ने गर्छौँ यदि बलिदान होइन भने सेवा पनि होइन.
धन्यवाद.
धन्यवाद.